You are tuned to Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am Taya Jay. Last summer, I had the chance to chat with then 9-year-old Ophelia and her 13-year-old sister Mona about their experience creating and playing in the pop punk band Early Ori alongside their dad. Early Ori is spelled R-L-Y-O-R-Y. In honor of the band's first ever 2 singles, which are being released this week and next, we are going to air that interview today. We hope that you enjoy. I'm joined today in the KVNF studios by Ophelia, Mona, and Aaron of the Fort Collins-based pop punk band Early Ori. Thank you three so much for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, Ophelia, how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. And Mona, how old are you?
11.
11. How long have you been playing music for?
Almost 2 years.
And why music? Why do you like music?
Because you can, like, do so much stuff. You can be, like, creative and, like, make your own music and stuff. It's really fun.
Totally.
It's, like, the accomplishment, like the satisfaction of accomplishing something that you've been working on super hard for a bit. And you're like, yes, I finally did it.
You did it, and you did it well, and you like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You have a combination. Well, okay, so let's back up for a second. For our listeners who don't know, you two are sisters.
Yeah.
Yep. And Aaron over here is your dad, so this is a family band.
Yes.
Yeah. What's it like to collaborate with your family?
I mean, it's, like, much more easier to, like, rehearse in our basement because, like, we're all family, so we can do it whenever we want to.
You don't have to coordinate everybody's busy schedules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why did you decide to start a band?
Because we just, like, our parents are in a band, and we thought that that was really cool, so we were like, what if we started our own band? So then we created one original song, and then me and my sister, like, started working it up, and then Dad came down with his bass, and then he's like, can I join you? And we were like, yeah. So then I guess that just started a band.
It does help to have a bass, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing is that I'm not a bass player normally. I play other instruments. My wife is the bass player in the family, but I had a little more availability to, and maybe enthusiasm to run downstairs with the bass and start playing with them.
Yeah. She makes dinner.
She makes dinner.
She was busy. Yeah. Yeah.
She listened to us.
But also, I think the band just kind of happened organically from, in Fort Collins, there's a monthly youth open mic night. Mm. And it's super supportive and flexible, and anything and everybody is available or welcoming to come in and play or open beat poetry or slam poetry or whatever they want to do. And so we learned about this, and we had a couple songs worked up, and so we decided to go down and play, and then it's kind of grown from there.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 songs, and then we made more, so then we could, like, every time we had 3 different songs to play.
Were you nervous those first couple times that you were performing to an audience?
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, a small audience, and it's, like, in a small room. And then there's, like, only, like, 6 chairs for, like, different bands. And then there's a whiteboard where you can, like, which place do you want to be in, like, who wants to go first, who wants to go second. And,
like, people never sign up for first. They're always just, like, fifth.
Fifth. See, I was always a first kind of person when I was young because I just wanted to get it out of the way. Otherwise, I was just going to sit there and be nervous the whole time.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm fine with second.
Yeah, second. The crowd's kind of warmed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because no one wanted to be first.
Or last.
Or last. No, you definitely don't want to be last.
Yeah.
Is it cool to see other young people your age up there performing before or after you?
Well, most of them are teenagers. I think we're the youngest, but yeah, it's fine to see them.
We were definitely the youngest. They're all just, like, they had just graduated, like, high school or something. So they were like, I'm way above you. Well, not really like that, but there's, like, self-esteem.
Yeah, there's this girl that likes to dye her hair, and she has a really pretty voice. I really like her voice.
Nice. What colors does she dye her hair?
Pink and, like, this turquoise blue.
Cool. Let's talk a little bit about pop punk. What is pop punk?
It's like, if anyone knows Green Day, that's kind of more, I don't know if that's pop punk, but it's sort of pop punk. Yeah, it's more like of a rock.
It's more punk rock.
Punk rock, yeah.
It's like,
Dad might have to explain it.
What makes Green Day different than Guns N' Roses?
So Guns N' Roses is like more rock and roll, like it has more screams and stuff. And then like Green Day is more like groovy and kind of like has more like a groove, like, you know how like pop is like it has like
more canned drums or like machine drums almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it has like a groove that you make on the screen. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like pop, but then pop punk or like rock is kind of like that, but it has like a piano and then like
it's like not as hardcore as metal.
Yeah.
A little less hardcore.
Yeah.
What do you like about it as a genre?
I think it's just like less calm than metal or rock, which I like.
I listen to it when I read. Like, I feel like I can focus better if there's music on than if there isn't. My parents think that's insane. I don't really care.
Hey, as long as you can concentrate, that's what's important, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the louder things are, the more it forces your brain to, like, really focus on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. I get that.
So then it's, like, in between classical and then, like, metal. Yeah, classical. It's not, like, that's not in the rock or, but, like, classical and metal.
Or, like, the two extremes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, like, in between, which I really like.
Somewhere in between, yeah. It seems like you can have a lot of fun with it and do a lot of different things with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of your songs are originals. Let's talk about your songwriting process. How do you go about writing songs? Do you do it together, collectively?
Well, the first song that we wrote, I just like started messing around on my guitar because I like it was new. So I was just like, okay, this is really cool. I want to start like messing around with it. And then I took a line from the first Sing movie. It was like, I'm still standing. So then I just made my own melody and made my own guitar part. Then I showed Ramona, and then my dad heard it, and he was like, can I help? And he was like, yeah. So
then, Mona, you came in with your drums, and you started to lay down a bit of a drum beat. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Actually, not really.
Did you write some lyrics?
Yeah, she made up the melody. I made up the lyrics. And then we kind of put it to the band.
To the instruments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So is that how you usually do it? Do you usually write melody first and then lyrics, or does it really depend on the song?
Well, we've only written like two songs so far, so it's not very often.
Play Ramona started like a melody, and then I like took off that melody and I made a different like pattern, and we made like a different song name. It was like Free, I don't know, but then we changed the name to Play, and then it like became like, since we're children, we were like, maybe like we like to go outside and play, so let's make a song about that.
Let's go and play.
was Play, a brand new single from the Fort Collins-based pop punk group Early Ori, sisters Ophelia and Mona, along with their dad, Aaron, joining me in the studio today.
What about the songs that you cover? How do you pick the songs that you want to cover?
Well, we've listened to Green Day for a long, long time, and we've just, like, we have favorites. Like, my dad, he's been listening it since he was, like, 15. And so
high school.
It's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. So he likes the old songs, like 2,000 Light Years Away, Pascal Aqua, and then there's more. And then me and Ramona started listening to it, and we like When I Come Around is one of our favorites, and Holiday in Longview.
Those Jesus of Suburbia. It's from their one of my,
that's
one of their newer albums.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of pressure to cover a song that's done by Green Day, like a Green Day song? Do you feel pressure, or do you feel like you just get to take it and really make it your own?
Well, sometimes it's like...
I kind of feel like I get to know them better through the song.
Yeah, and
that's
like...
That's a great answer.
Yeah, and sometimes some of the songs are like really hard, and some of them are like really easy. Like Holiday has a lot of chords, so I mess up sometimes. So it's like it puts more
pressure.
Pretty
easy on the drums, though.
Yeah, it's pretty easy on the drums.
Do you ever switch instruments? Do you know how to play the drums, Ophelia? And do you know how to play guitar?
She's learning.
I'm figuring out guitar. She's a meh.
I mean,
she's a meh on the drums.
Between, like, I have no idea what I'm doing, a beginner.
Ah, I see. I see. That's how I would be if someone put me on the drums, probably.
Do you guys remember how you started listening to Green Day or what got you interested in Green Day?
You.
Well, what was it?
I kind of go through, like, these band, like... obsessities, where first I was completely obsessed with Guns N' Roses, and then Blink-182, and then Green Day, and now I'm kind of stuck. I don't really know where I am right now.
But what about Green Day? Do you guys, how did you start listening to it? What did I show you something? Or?
Well, yeah, you showed us a video of, like, this band, like, look, I've been listening to this band for a long time, I want to show you it, so then you showed us, like, a video
of Green Day getting into a mud fight with the audience.
Yep. Yeah. And
we love that video.
You love that video. How come? Yeah.
Because, like...
It was just so funny how interactive they were with the audience.
Yeah, because, like, and he starts getting, like, really crazy at the end of the video. Like, he takes off his guitar, and then he, like, grabs mud because, like, they've been throwing mud at him. So then he grabs mud and starts throwing it at them. And then there's this kid that gets up on stage, and he just, like...
He runs up, hugs Billy Joe, and then runs away, and then... Billy Joe runs after him, picks him up, and then carries him back.
No way. You guys have to send me this video. I want to see this video.
Yeah, we will. We can.
It's their Woodstock, 25th anniversary Woodstock set.
Amazing. And,
yeah.
What really sucked is that at the end of that show, like, people in the front row had, like, stormed the gates, like, and were up on the stage, like, crawling up onto it, and the guards were, like, trying to get them all off, and one of the guards confused the bass player
as one of the bass.
So he took off his bass, and he was wearing, like, plain street clothes, and he tackled him, and because he thought that he was a person from the audience.
Oh no.
And he like busted up his elbow and he chipped the tip.
Oh my gosh, what a story to tell. He must have had such a story to tell after that.
Yeah, it was like a show, so it was supposed to be good, but with that, so.
It was good probably up until that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he has to wear, like, a name tag or something that says, I promise I belong to the band.
I belong.
Yeah, just like, I'm Mike Dirnt.
Right, I promise.
Yeah.
Well, from my perspective as you guys' parents, I was like, hey, I remember this show has the band getting into a mud fight, and I know how much you guys like mud. So, like, you think you guys would appreciate a band getting into a mud fight with an audience? So we watched that whole set together. And
we were going through a mud obsession.
And then at that point, you guys were obsessed with them. And then having an Alexa around the house, you guys went up to Alexa and started asking Alexa to play, hey, Dad, what's the name of that band that got into a mud fight? Green Day. Oh, Alexa, play Green Day. And then from then on, you guys were just, listening to Green Day almost nonstop.
Yeah, like me and Ramona, we have Alexa downstairs, and every month we switch, and... Ramona likes to listen to Green Day, and I like to listen to Green Day. There's, like, other bands that we like to listen to.
She's more poppy than I am.
Yeah.
I'm more, like, I'm kind of getting into Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Just a little
bit. Not really.
What's your favorite Metallica song right now?
Either Master of Puppets or Enter Sandman. I like them both.
Isn't Master of Puppets in Stranger Things?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why everyone likes it.
Totally. I get that. Sometimes when you see it in a movie or a show, it's how you really end up liking the music too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do you like to listen to, Ophelia? What other bands?
There is, what is it called? The pilot one.
21 Pilots.
Yeah, 21 Pilots.
Nice. Awesome. What else?
Well, I don't really know this band, but there's two songs. It's called, one is Cinderella Snapped and one is Cinderella's Dead.
Whoa, intense names.
I know, yeah.
Are they intense songs? Do they match, does the sound of the song match the name of the song?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like the chorus to Cinderella's Dead is, like, Cinderella's dead now, casket, and then it's kind of like that. But, yeah, I like those two songs because my friend mentioned them, so I listen to those sometimes.
She also likes, like, Sunroof by Nicki or...
Oh, yeah, I like Sunroof. Numb by Marshmallow and Khalid.
That's a very weird band name, but yes.
It's a great band name.
I know.
Speaking of that, let's talk about your band name a little bit. Where does Early Ori come from?
So Early is Ramona Lynn Youngberg.
Got it.
So R-L-Y, and that's Early, and then I am Ophelia Rose Youngberg, so that's O-R-Y, so it's Ori. So Early Ori.
So it's your initials, but it's spelled R-L-Y-O-R-Y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should probably go back to kindergarten for that.
So what's next for the band?
We were thinking about making a new song or like...
Writing a new song?
Yeah, writing a new song.
Cool. How is it for you, Erin, to see your daughters playing music like this and being so passionate about something that you've done for a long time?
Oh, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's great. I have to pinch myself when I'm up there playing with them, and yeah, it's really cool, and yeah, special times, and I know they're not going to want to hang out with me for forever, so I'm just kind of trying to absorb the moments when they do want to hang out with me and play music together.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's, you know, we're a family, we see each other a lot, so, you know, some days are a little bit more fun than others, but we all in all have a great time together, I think.
Yeah. In the summer, me and Ramona want to go outside and play with our friends, and Dad wants to play, and we want to, too. So he's like, let's do it in the morning. And, like, me and Ramona, like, sometimes me and Ramona just woke up, so we're a little tired.
And we're like, I need coffee even though I don't drink it.
Like, pretend to, but.
What do you two appreciate about your dad?
He's, like, so musical, and, like.
He's really supportive.
He's so supportive, and, like, if we make a mistake, he's like, let's do that again, and, like, he's just, like...
He's patient.
Yeah, he's patient. And then he's like, let's do that again, it's okay.
He's mostly patient.
We've got a very truth teller over here in the corner.
I think we're all mostly patient with each other.
It's the best you can do sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, like, created a list the other day to try and make our rehearsals more fun, and, yeah.
What's on your list?
Up to an hour max of rehearsal. Kind of like schedule it out. Be more patient with each other.
Listen.
Always listen. Listen to the other person to see if you're in tune with them. Thankfully, drums don't have to worry about
or
that.
Or like after
otherwise,
the song.
I would spend all my time tuning them.
Or like after the song, like if they're saying something, you like give them all your attention and stuff. So then you don't have to repeat it again. So, yeah.
Those are great life skills in general, too, not just when you're playing music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although it's really useful for playing for music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why should people listen to music?
I mean, just like everyone just listening to everyone talk, that can get a little annoying. So just like you can learn an instrument and then like you don't have to talk all the time. You can just like sing something or play something and then it's like more fun.
Different way of communicating with people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, sometimes I feel like if you just turn on Alexa, I mean, I'm normally not allowed to say that name because she just turns on and
immediately
listens
there's
to me.
No Alexa in here, I promise.
Okay, good. But I kind of feel like every song that she plays has like a mood because we have like two Alexas, the upstairs Alexa and the downstairs Alexa. The upstairs Alexa, if you tell her to play a song, she only plays that song. The downstairs Alexa, she plays all related songs. Sometimes she doesn't even play that song first.
Interesting. So it's more music discovery that way.
Yes.
Yeah. But also, it kind of just like, I kind of feel like sometimes it just fits the mood.
How do you know when you hear something new that you haven't heard before and you like it? Can you describe that feeling? Like if you hear something on the radio and you're like, I don't know what this is, but I love the sound of it. What does that feel like?
Like, well, must know what this is.
Yeah, must know more.
Yeah, like on our in our car, like it says the name. So like, oh, I really like this.
Except like sometimes it freezes up and drives us crazy. We're just like, this is no longer by Billy Joel.
But yeah, so it's kind of hard to explain, but like it's just like I'm not really into metal, and I'm into like pop, punk or like pop. And then like if I hear something similar to that and I like it, I'm just gonna look at the name. I'm like, that's super cool. I'm gonna listen to that more on Alexa. So yeah.
Well, I'm curious. So I've been playing some NoFX for you guys semi-recently, mm-hmm. more because I was like trying to have Ramona hear more like the skate punk drum beat and mm-hmm. some other songs. And at first I could tell you guys didn't really like it. And then we started listening to it a little bit more, and certain songs you guys gravitated towards more so than others.
I like Bob.
So
Ramona likes Bob.
Of the NoFX songs you guys have listened to, what brought you to the songs that you do like of theirs compared to other ones, musically speaking?
I like how NoFX just like writes songs about nothing. There's this song called Sticking in My Eye, where it's just about something sticking in my eye.
There's also like this play the song on the radio, and it's just like, there's this, and he's like,
he's just describing this song that he's singing.
And he wants to play it on the radio.
He wants you to play it on the radio. But then he says like all these bad curse words in like the very last verse, and he's like, can't play the song on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's kind of ironic at the end.
Yeah, huh? It's kind of ironic.
Yeah.
That's like awesome. They're asking them, and I'm like, oh, never mind.
Just kidding.
Good thing someone didn't just like read the title of the song and play it on the radio. They'd get in big trouble probably.
Oh yeah.
Well, thank you three so much for joining me today on the KVNF Airwaves. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio, KVNF. I'm Taya J. I was just chatting with Ophelia, Mona, and Aaron of the pop punk band Early Ori. Early Ori is celebrating the release of their first two singles in the next few weeks. We're going to go out with Standing in Your Own Way. For more Talkin' Music, you can visit our website, kvnf.org, or listen on KVNF's mobile app, available in all app stores. Thanks, as always, for listening.